Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, part of this special 27-hour transmission. Joel Skousen coming up, Stan Monteith, Max Keiser, Gerald Celente, Alan Watt, Webster Tarpley. It's all coming up. I'll be here live right through tomorrow. The Money Bomb, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, is going really well. I want to thank and commend all of you for supporting true grassroots hardcore media that's the most effective out there. I got super news. It turns out he's been trying to call us for hours. My cell phone was in there charging. I've got to get a new one. The battery's just dead. It's one of those iPhones with the internal. So I just have to get rid of the whole phone. Jonathan Irish, and we've even got the video of it from We Are Change Maine. Jonathan Irish and his fiance got the baby back today. And there is a gag order. The court basically let them know over basic specifics dealing with a family court. I've gotten the documents that he sent me last night, and there is another John Irish in New Hampshire who does have a domestic violence conviction or arrest. In fact, asked Dude to bring me those documents. I had them, but they're in his email. I printed them, but I can't find them here in the stack. I'm not going to get into that. The point is that the media kept saying, you know, domestic violence issue. It was another John Irish. We're just going to leave it at that. But the point is, the baby has been returned. No questions asked. Jonathan Irish, this is super news. This is a miracle, isn't it?
To say the least, you know, I mean, it proves anyone who doesn't believe in God before now, I'm telling you right now, God does exist. I mean, you know, this is just incredible. This is nothing short of a miracle, and it proves that justice does prevail.
Well, I talked to you 30 minutes last night, and you literally sounded like you were dying. I mean, I've never heard such depression, but it's always darkest before the dawn. I, before we go through this, and I do have the internal memorandums and arrest records here that you did send me of the other John Irish, so basically, those news articles about that, it was another John Irish, and I know we can't get into the court record here, but I was, you know, I brought that up to you. You said, I can't talk about it. The court said no, but I said, is it that I told you to enter that into the record? And you, well, I mean, how much can you say?
Well, I'll start off by saying that there is a New Hampshire RSA, it's Revised Statutes Annotated, which is New Hampshire law, that's 169C as in Charlie 25, that is essentially a blanket gag order on anyone involved in a family law case, which prohibits any of the parties involved from speaking publicly to the press, media, or anyone disclosing any information on the case, which is what DCYF and the family courts hide behind so that the public and the media does not find out and does not know about the illegal, unconstitutional actions that DCYF and the family court take on a daily basis.
And Jonathan, just to interrupt, I'm remiss because radio stations, TV stations are carrying this simulcast video audio feed right now, including a big station down in Houston, Channel 11 on cable, a cable network. In fact, give me the printout on that Channel 11. I need to plug them later. But thank you, guys. But you had your baby taken last Thursday. It was born Wednesday night. And they cited in the affidavit that it was because you were affiliated with Oath Keepers and the Second Amendment. And it had a bunch of unsubstantiated allegations in it. And then people kept getting confused because you were saying, I don't have any conviction for family violence. And now we know it's the CPS just getting it all confused. But I want to warn you, and this became a big national issue. Most people probably heard about it. It's been on the Drudge Report, national news, you name it, on television. And I've been attacked and demonized now by Media Matters for supporting you. But regardless if you were a devil or an angel, it was wrong to put that political designation in there, Jonathan.
Correct, it is. It's a violation of the First Amendment, clearly. You know, just like that law that I stated, the gag order law, essentially is what it is. You know, that's a violation of the freedom of speech and a violation of freedom of press right there. You know, it proves beyond a reasonable doubt, unless people are so blind, you know, the sheeple, I guess you can say, you know, that it proves that these people do these things on a daily basis, and they use this law or laws like this to hide behind so that people are have a choice of, okay, commit a crime and get arrested if you tell the truth, or don't tell the truth and allow us to continue to do these
things. Well, they threatened you today not to talk about it, but if the baby was bleeding in their custody, and that made national news today, if they couldn't even get who, you know, Jonathan Irish from John Irish right, I mean, I don't know. You need to talk to some lawyers, but I think as long as you don't talk about the baby specifically or names of other people or anything, you know, the general facts, you have a right here. I'm not saying sue them because, you know, they'll probably come back after you. Here's the other issue, Jonathan. I'm going to talk about the protest today and then let you get back to your family time. I know Gary Franchi's there with you. I want him to pop in of the Lone Lantern Society and of course, Stuart Rose and everybody flew out there for the protest today. It was very successful in front of the court. But they may wait till this dissipates and wait for you to make any mistake. Nobody's perfect. Everybody yells. Everybody argues. There's no perfect family. Everybody's weird. You know, they're going to keep trying to demonize you from behind the scenes and put out this info. You got George Soros after you now. I don't know if you know that. But you might have a case against Media Matters. They said Alex Jones is protecting a wife beater and a baby beater. I mean, talk about no journalistic integrity. You've been convicted of nothing. They've given your baby back. I think Media Matters, I mean, really, I could sue them right now. I don't have time and energy for it, or you could. You need to force retractions and send emails to all of them saying, here's the facts, here's the news articles that will be out tomorrow in the Concord newspapers. You better reverse all this defamation because they're trying to demonize us, and it's dangerous for us not to counter them. But you understand, you are a good guy. You don't have any criminal record. We ran your background. I learned, I didn't know this, you were taken by CPS when you were, what, 11, and went through hell. And so they always target families like vampires that they've been back to over and over again. Your whole family's been through hell with these people. But I want to warn you, you have got to act and live like a complete, perfect angel now because they are going to be gunning for you. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes. We fully understand. We're expecting it, and which is exactly why we carry a video camera on us 24/7.
Well, again, I've been asking a lot of questions, making a lot of points for new listeners tuning in, saying, what is this all about? What was it? Tell us as much as when the hearing was, the protest, what it was like when you got baby Cheyenne back.
Well, the protest, the rally started at about noontime today. Matter of fact, we didn't show up until about 11:30, and it was already starting then. So who knows when people exactly started showing up. You know, I actually pulled in, when we pulled in, my biological father, John, was standing in the driveway of the entranceway of the courthouse, speaking with one of the reporters from Concord Monitor, and no one knew it was Stephanie and I pulling in, so we parked the truck, I locked the truck, set the alarm, and if anyone's seen the footage, I was clean cut, you know, suit, head to toe, dress shoes, dress, you name it, I was wearing it. I mean, I had a stack of paperwork with my biological father's convictions.
Well, here's the deal. I just said John Irish, and I have the paperwork that you sent me here, but I don't want to get into inter-family things, basically they confuse your name with his, but I talked to your dad yesterday. He seems like a nice guy. I think you guys need to go to church, try to make it better, but the issue is, finish up your point about going into the courthouse. Go ahead.
Well, we went into the courthouse, we met with the attorneys, and the attorneys felt that a continuance was in order, and, you know, to be quite honest, I didn't want to go any longer without my daughter. I figured, you know, let's take a shot.
They wanted to stall. They wanted to stall
about it, but both sides presented their case. Both sides argued as usual in any hearing, and in the end of it, the outcome was obviously our daughter was returned to us. No questions asked, everything but an apology, which proves, you know, if they returned an infant, a newborn, to us, it proves that their allegations are nothing short of false and nothing short of lies. Because, you know, if these were true, they wouldn't have returned a child to us.
Well, the fact that you don't have any convictions or arrests for family violence and that they put that in the affidavit is very powerful. But you're saying there's... I mean, I can't see how there can be a gag on the fact that that was the determining factor. It's not about that's not about the baby.
Like I said, it's not necessarily just a gag order. It is a it's actually a New Hampshire state statute or a law.
No, I understand. Okay, then we'll leave it at that. But the point is, you didn't have any convictions, and it was it's like the Fugitive TV show. They had the wrong guy.
Correct. Exactly.
And all those people that attacked us, all those people, we actually went and did criminal background checks ourselves, paid the money for it. We actually went and got the documents. We got them from and did the research. And I tell you, I'm just, look, nobody's perfect. And I've had to many times myself when some, you know, Yosemite Sam, 3 foot tall cop starting to fight with me, not get into it with them. But I'm telling you, Jonathan, you've got to, you know, from your record and everything, you look like a great, good guy. But with all the stress of life, everything else, you have got to absolutely not get confident about this. Thank your lucky stars. Thank God. I know you've done that. And just you have got to be on the straight and narrow, realizing, you know, God gives you a miracle and the national support and people betting everything on you. You had just, you, do you understand that it's not just about Jonathan Irish now or your daughter or your fiance? This is about people putting it on the line for you. I mean, do you want to thank folks?
Yes, sir. You know, I can't, Stephanie and I can't express our gratitude enough for all the support, all the advice, you know, the phone calls, the emails that have poured in, you know. Thank everyone so much. And again, we can't stress that enough. You know, and I understand, you know, from the beginning, from the get-go, we said this isn't about us. This isn't about just Cheyenne. This is about the fact that they are doing illegal, unconstitutional things that they cannot do. And it needs to be ended because it hasn't started with us. It's been going on for years. And we're not the only ones, obviously. And unless the proper channels are pursued and the proper things are done, then it's not going to stop. It's just going to continue. And it can't happen.
Well, you understand you've been thrust into the national spotlight and your name tied to Oath Keepers now, and they are being savaged by literally scores of newspapers, Media Matters, George Soros. I'm being savaged, and spend time with your daughter the next few days. But realize now they've got a major black eye that the darling baby was given back to you and you've been vindicated. But now you have got to, and this is the same thing in my life, folks. You know, 20 years ago, somebody smarted off to me at a restaurant in the street. I'm like, let's go. Now, people do that to me. People flip me off, cut me off. I've had big guys come up and yell at me in a parking lot for no reason. And I just say, yes, sir, I'm sorry. And of course, you know, the man in me wants to get out and just literally, you know, just tear their head off. I mean, I enjoy a good fight. You have got to realize and I'm not trying to preach at you, Jonathan. It's just, this is such a blessing. We have got to appreciate. I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right now, and everybody that prayed. Do you know how many people prayed for you, Jonathan, and your fiance and your daughter?
I don't know exactly, but I can only imagine, you know, and I have to say, I agree, you know, thank everyone, thank the Lord. It's just, it's a miracle that this happened, that it turned out this way.
Now, they're not, and it was a complete release. They're not saying you've got to now go to all this counseling and stuff.
Correct.
Because they try to use that to get more dirt on you and their psychiatrist work for them. Were you polite to them and thankful? Because their egos get hurt. It's better to, you know, let them think they're winning. It's always better to just, you know, after you've had the big victory, you don't want to make them lose too much face. I mean, did you, you know, act appreciative?
Yes, we did. We very much so. We thanked the judge. We thanked, we thanked the judge, showed our condolences and showed our appreciation to the judge. Again, it's just,
well, this may be a patriot.
A miracle.
It is a miracle. This may be a patriot judge, Jonathan Irish.
Very well, maybe.
Well, all I can say is I commend you. I know your wife. I didn't ask you. I guess she's with the baby right now.
Yes, sir. Would you like to speak with her?
Yes, I'd love to talk to your fiance.
One moment, please. Let me find her, honey. Hold on one second. She's in that bedroom. Okay. Honey, Mr. Jones would like to speak with you.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Stephanie?
Whoa, you're on speakerphone. Hold on. Why is that? Okay.
Stephanie, God bless you. What is it like to get your darling daughter back?
Oh, undescribable, man. I mean, you know, I don't know what Jonathan said to you or not, but, you know, honestly, when we were told that she could come home, my heart, it dropped, came right back up, dropped again, and went right back to where it's supposed to be. I mean, I can't even think of the right word to use, but I am happy, and I'm a lot more than happy right now. I mean, like I said, I can't even find words to describe.
What do you think about all the people that prayed for you and made phone calls and donated in the rally? What do you think of the folks that came to your aid?
Absolutely everybody that helped in any way, shape, or form, sending prayers up to God or just sitting there wishing they could do something and couldn't. To everybody, thank you. And, you know, if there was a word stronger to use than thank you, then I would be saying that. I just don't know what that word would be at this point in time.
Well, it's amazing. You know, I warned Jonathan, you guys are getting married. Now you've got a national responsibility to not let them catch you in any type of snares or traps. You know, it's time to really realize that that now you're going to be under greater scrutiny than ever, and to just really ask God to lead, God, and direct you. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, please protect the Irish family, protect baby Cheyenne. Please help them be led, God, and directed, and to be even more upright and strong, and to appreciate this great blessing and this reprieve, and to help them be a strong light of what people can do together for justice. And please put up a hedge of protection around this family and help them not fall into any of the snares or darts of the old serpent, Satan. In your son's name, Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Because I did pray for you. I did pray. And hearing your depression yesterday, hearing your fiance, I mean, I could just hear it. He was like his guts were torn out when they were demonizing him in the media, putting out false information. But I told him, I said, look, be strong. Bring into court that they got the wrong name on that file and that it's another person he's being accused of being, and it's going to be over. And it happened.
Yeah.
And their hoax has been defeated. But now they are going to take a crooked toenail, Stephanie, and claim you're the devil. Do you understand that? You've got to, every minute, not give in to anything, because they take normal life, normal problems, and they blow it out of proportion. You understand that, right?
Yes, I do.
And you can only hire babysitters or people you totally trust, because they'll try to send infiltrators in to set you up. You understand? I mean, I know I respect your fiance saying, I said, why didn't you leave New Hampshire when this started a few months ago? And he said, well, it's our home. And I can only respect that you can't starve us out. You can't make us run. I understand that. But sometimes there's a strategic retreat. And I know your support's there in New Hampshire, but just you need, I'm not trying to make you paranoid, but you've been through the ringer. You have got to be thinking every minute. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes. And honestly, when it comes to a babysitter or a daycare, she will be left with family and close family that we can trust. And that's it.
Yeah, and you know, if Jonathan's got to work two jobs, so you don't have to work, that's just the way it is. You know, we're here to work ourselves to the bone and break our backs for our children. That is the secret power source of life, giving everything to them in their future. And we've made it out of this valley. In fact, will you print me the Lord's Prayer, or what's the prayer of the Psalms? Though I walk to the valley of the shadow of death. Just Google that, though I walk to the valley of the shadow of death. I forget if it's a psalm or Lord's Prayer. No, it's not the Lord's Prayer. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. You make the place for me in the presence of my enemies. I want to read that after you guys leave us, but I'm here talking just so elated, so excited. So when did you get the baby back? About 7 o'clock? I mean about 1 o'clock or so? Are you there, Stephanie?
Yes, I'm here. I think I lost you for just a moment there, though.
Yeah. What time did you get the baby back?
4 o'clock this afternoon.
Absolutely beautiful. Were any of the protesters still there when you got the baby and came out?
No, when we came out, we did not have her. When we came out, the only thing that we could say to anybody that was there was that we are very happy. We can't state on anything that was just said in court, and that they asked us if we could at least tell them how we feel, emotionally how we feel, and we say that we are very happy, very excited, and that Jonathan had actually said that, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words, what is a smile worth? And I think everybody knew, and everybody saw us strapping and adjusting a car seat, and I think with that everybody put two and two together.
Well, again, I just want to say that everybody is counting on you guys to keep your noses completely clean. And so I know you guys aren't like this. You're very humble people, but just don't feel confident. Feel thankful. And that's just my word of advice, Stephanie. God bless you. You're wonderful. And we'll talk to you again, hopefully, tomorrow on the show or Sunday or next Monday. Give you some time with Cheyenne and your mother-in-law and everybody else there. And Jonathan, if I can, I'll just say bye to Jonathan and then talk to Gary Franchi, who's there in your home with you. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Stephanie?
Only thing I would like to add is something I've already said. I just want to let everybody know that everybody, not just me, not just Jonathan, not just Cheyenne, everybody in our families and our very close friends, everybody thanks everybody that has helped out in any way, like I stated, in prayers or by showing up to either of the rallies that I know of that took place. We don't know how to describe how thankful we are to every single individual out there across the world that we know of that has at least sent out a prayer. Thank you, everybody.
Well, that's the power of right action and protesting and prayer and phone calls and news articles and, you know, as I said from the beginning, even if you guys were bad people, and it turns out that's not the case, you shouldn't have your child taken because your fiance was supporting Oath Keepers and free speech and the Republic and the Bill of Rights, and it turns out, of course, it was all a fraud. God bless you, Stephanie. Can you hand the phone back to Jonathan?
Yep, give me just a second to go find him. I think he is in the other room with Cheyenne at the moment. Hold on.
Well, you know, we don't have to say bye to him if he's with the baby. I know this is a very special time right now.
Did you want to say hi to Mr. Frenchie?
Yes, I just wanted to ask you, Jonathan, that congratulations, thank God. We look forward to talking to you. I'm going to give you till next week, unless new things develop, to come back on the show so you have a few days with the baby uninterrupted and get all the crowds out of there. But anything else you want to add before we talk to Gary Franchi at Lone Lantern Society?
Just, you know, thank the Lord. Thank everyone that sent their prayers and their support and their advice. Again, we can't stress that enough. You know, it means so much. And, you know, we know that this wasn't about us or just Cheyenne. It was about the fact that they're doing things unconstitutionally and illegally that needs to be stopped. And, you know, the help, like I said, the help's just been incredible. And thank everyone so much. And God bless. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Jonathan. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. Go ahead and give the phone to Gary Franchi, please.
Yep. This is Gary.
Gary, I tell you, this is very exciting news. What is it like there in the Irish household? I mean, the difference between watching videos of them a few days ago on YouTube looking like their souls had been sucked out to see them all radiant in the new YouTube video we were showing earlier, you know, that family back together, that good-looking family with Grandma there and Jonathan's little sister. How beautiful.
You know, it's a really a beautiful sight to see, you know, them holding the baby, the smiles, the love. The love has returned to this family, Alex. But there is still this heavy feeling in the air. Even the great-grandmother was commenting that this is not the America that she remembers. And I think this is really, you know, it's left a stain, but And the fact of the matter is that the baby is back home, safe and sound, in the arms that they should be, and not in the arms of a tyrannical state that would just come in and brand a family and take a child based on a political affiliation.
Gary, you arrived when in New Hampshire? What was the protest like? How did the police behave themselves?
I arrived yesterday. We got to the protest about 11 o'clock this morning. The police were outstanding, very supportive. In fact, we had learned that one of the deputies there was a Sheriff Mack supporter, had read Sheriff Mack's book. He was more concerned with us not getting hit by cars in the parking lot than anything else. The actual support from Oath Keepers was outstanding. There must have been at least 60 to 100 people out there, all with signs, "Don't tread on me" flags.
And that's with 2 days' notice. That's with 2 days' notice. That's good.
Yeah, and at the end, they actually held a small oath ceremony, and there was a whole slew of new Oath Keepers that reaffirmed their oath to uphold and defend the Constitution for the United States. So, you know, all in all, there was really a great turnout. The baby is back in their arms. We still don't have a confirmation of whether or not the affidavit is going to remove the Oath Keepers from it. That remains to be seen.
Well, I mean, the affidavit couldn't even get it straight that Mr. Irish doesn't have a conviction for beating his wife. And that's another big issue. Media Matters and everybody else, just like when they claimed I basically promoted some guy to kill three cops, it turned out it was a total lie. The guy hated me, a white supremacist. They had better take my name. It says Alex Jones supports baby beater. You know, that's the we can't pull up the Media Matters. You just go to there. There's like three articles on there today, and I didn't even cover it. I'm just so sick of George Soros and all his garbage. But yeah, I support a baby beater. Now he's beating the baby. That's not even in the stinking affidavit. I mean, these people, I'm not a litigious person, but when is enough enough, Gary?
Well, you know, Alex, these people are sick. As you know, Southern Poverty Law Center likes to label you as well, label me, and now we've been informed that the Southern Poverty Law Center is teaming up with the Department of Homeland Security, and this is, I think, really just the test balloon for a larger program that they may just put in place to go ahead and...
No. They admit in that report, as you said, that broke last week, we have it, the Austin police chiefs involved, they have a federal board with school teachers, social workers, psychiatrists, doctors, where they're spying under Southern Poverty Law Center command via Homeland Security, asking kids are mommy and daddy patriots. Remember 3 months ago, Barry Cooper lost his 8-year-old son, former police officer who quit over corruption, and he was doing stings on corrupt cops, and it was in the Williamson County order to take his son that he told his son not to trust the government.
Well, like I said, it's happening. It's happening right now, and we're witness to this fact. And it's just a matter of the people coming together, fighting against this tyranny, and not backing down.
Well, God bless you, I look forward to having you on very, very soon. I know next week the new film that I'm in, Enemy of the State, is coming out. We're going to be carrying it at InfoWars.com. And I just appreciate all. You actually found a real FEMA camp. It's amazing. Gary Franchi, look forward to having you on in the next week or so. God bless you. And again, keep warning that family. They better walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Gary, God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. Keep up the good fight, and good luck with your money bomb today. We help you reach your goal.
All right, thank you so much. Well, that's up to the listeners, and I've just done an hour without plugging it. Coming up in T-minus 45 minutes, we got a live interview with Joel Skousen about all things New World Order and their master plan, the economic implosion, everything that's happening. And then after that, we're going to continue with the live broadcast. In fact, I'm looking for my live list here so I can tell you. That's Dr. Stan Monteith coming up after him. I got Dr. Stan Monteith. We got Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, and a bunch of other exclusive, never-before-seen videos. This is Webster Griffin Tarpley coming up in a few minutes, but I want to put this out. I got seven people back there staying up over 24 hours to take your live donations, $5, $5,000. We got a $5,000 donation just about 30 minutes ago. Here are the few of the people that want to be mentioned for their donations. That's good. Signing their John Hancock at the top of the Declaration of Independence. John Warfield in Arizona gave $200. Rob Crane in Korea gave $300. Beverly in New Jersey gave $100. Lena in New Jersey gave $100. Eugene in Canada gave $100. Bernard in Virginia gave $50. And Anonymous in Canada gave $5,000. We've got radio station KRFM, myspace.com/KRFM radio, broadcasting us live. What's the name? I've been on it before, that Channel 11 network down in Phonoscope Houston, Texas is carrying all this live. They're picking up the live flash video feed that's for free for everybody up on InfoWars.com. Want to put a shout out. Will you print me their website so I can actually give their website? It's in there? Okay. Oh, here it is. Duh, right in front of me. It'd bite me if it was a snake. I've looked all these years, looking at all these papers. I get where I'm blind to it all. They have a whole bunch of channels here. They've got the residential cable, small business, enterprise, educational. They've got a business channel, Houston-based business channel, Houston's only channel, directed open to business for the smallest to the largest corporations. The CEO show brings you the secrets behind Houston's top executives. So it's a great free market outfit. And I'm told they're carrying almost the entire thing live, so we're very, very thankful to that. I'd like to give their URL out. And the way this printed, there's no URL. So thank you. I'm going to, or just whenever later, we'll just make sure you remind me to, give me their URL, and we'll get to that. If you want to donate and be part of this operation, and I mean, listen, it's like David Icke said in an hour and 20-minute interview. He said, look, all you got to do is say no. All you got to do is stand up. And if you stand up, you at least know you're still a human, and many times you win. If you lay down, you know you lose. I mean, that's like when a couple of guys are trying to mug you, and even if you give them your wallet, they're probably going to pistol whip you. It's just better to act like you're going to give them the wallet and then just savage the daylights out of them. Maybe that's bad advice. Some people get shot doing that. The point is, that's what I do. People tried to mug me a couple times in Dallas. It was actually kind of fun. But the point is that the issue here is you need to get that fighting spirit. You need to get aggressive. You need to find your hind legs. You need to get up like a grizzly bear on your hind legs. And by donating to us, you are contributing to the front line attack on the globalist. I want to complete our new studios. I want to be able to continue at the level we're doing. We are breaking out at every level thanks to you spreading the word. Even if you can't donate, just spread the word about the free radio show, the podcast, the free iPhone app, InfoWars.com, local affiliates we're on. Plug them. InfoWars.com, link through to the Money Bomb site, or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. That's three words, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I want to commend everybody. We've had the top four searches today. InfoWars, InfoWars Money Bomb, Alex Jones. I mean, it just goes on and on. Incredible job. Still some of those in the top. Rioting Americans is still the top link. You click on it, and it takes you. And this is what you did by making it number one. U.S. troops to deal with rioting Americans. And then it goes into all the police state. Next article, U.S. troops will handle and deal with rioting. Because all this other media picks up on it being the top story. Then they look up our article, and it's all about our story. It goes, U.S. troops deal with rioting Americans and economic collapse. We've got U.S. troops deal with rioting Americans, presentplanet.com. U.S. troops deal with rioting Americans, infowars.com. This is the top of Google right now. Millions of people seeing this because of you. But just typing it into Google over and over again. Good job. I salute you. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We want to raise $500,000 by the end of the show tomorrow. We're broadcasting straight through with taped interviews, live interviews, your calls. I want to open the phones up for calls. I'm one of the few people. We had all these videos and interviews ready. Notice I'm not playing them all or going to them. Because the truth is, I like talking. I like fighting tyranny. I got a lot of fight in me. And I know you got that fight in you. Some of you just hadn't fully found it yet. And it'll be scary when you find your guts. It'll be scary when you realize how powerful you are. It'll be scary when you realize how much you want to fight. Fight for liberty, fight for freedom. And everything will make sense to you once you really turn it on. Come on, get serious, get hardcore, get sharp. And like David Icke said, just stand up. Just say, I don't care what the consequences are, I'm standing up to you. And then you're really living. But when you give in to fear and cowardice, you lose. Let me give you the toll-free number to call. They're waiting for you right now, 888-253-3139. Let's go above 500,000. We're $300,000 away from $500,000. I'd like to just make it there, but we could do even more. And especially people that are well-to-do or middle class, they're going to take it. All the new healthcare taxes on real estate, all the new VAT taxes they're pushing, all the new taxes on payroll, all the new taxes they're proposing on your pensions, the government's going to take them. That's now mainstream news. I told you this years ago, but now it's mainstream news. I mean, this is really happening. They take your money and use it against you. We're just asking you to give us a pittance to help go to the next level. We're not supported by the globalist. 888-253-3139. Make that decision. Take action today. step into the wider horizon, a wider world, 888-253-3139, and know that your support will be riding right along with us against every form of tyranny on this planet. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Until 5 after next hour, so for the next 45 minutes, we're going to play part. In the next few days, we're going to upload all. There's like 10 of these interviews. We've got 8 of them we're planning to play. They'll all be uploaded in super high quality, PrisonPlanet.tv, if you miss any of them. But we're going to get to most of them tonight. In the overnight hours, we're going to air a couple hours of it. Live phones. I mean, I'm going to be here. You notice I'm fired up, baby. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I'm not a slave. I'm going head up against tyranny. I've been doing this 15 years, and let me tell you, we've been defeating the globalists on every front. And if you just get up off the bench and get in the game and stop being spectators, and how many of you have stopped being spectators, we're going to have victories. But look at this Irish baby situation with the Oathkeeper baby being snatched. This is exciting. Does that excite you, crew, out there? Yeah! Turn on the microphone in there. Let's everybody hear your war growl. Turn the internal mic on, crank that sucker up all the way, and let me hear you. Woo, yeah! Yeah! Let me hear it.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Come on, everybody get in here right now. Let's get a document cam shot on all of you right there. Get the document cam shot over there. Let's bring in Will Jones looking like the Taliban over there with that handsome. You know what? You look like the garden gnome that hadn't got old yet. No, stand over there. The document cam is better over there, guys. Okay. Stand over there. Everybody get in here. This is the crew. There's a bunch of other people back there answering the phones. J-Ron, get in here. You got to step over there so you can be in the camera shot. Come on. Come on. Come on. We ought to get old Matt in here, too. A bunch of people don't want to come on air. That's fine. Guys, let me hear a war growl. Yeah! All right. Old Aaron's coming in here. Aaron, you got your chihuahua with you? Bring Rocky in. He's a patriot right there. You know what I love about chihuahuas? They're little dogs, but they'll even go up to a German shepherd and intimidate them. Because you know what? They got something between their legs. Hey, bring that dog back in here. Look at that little wolf. Oh, look at the baby. Let me see him. Oh, don't bite me. I'm a vicious creature. I have a chihuahua, too, and a French bulldog. Ugh. You're good. He's like, oh, Rocky knows me. I've given him treats. Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, give to the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Rocky is starving. Oh, my gosh. Look at the little Snoopy. Go in there with one of those pizzas and give him a little pepperoni. Go pull a pepperoni off one of those pizzas. He needs it. Look at the little sweetie pie. And they're real sweet little dogs when you actually know them. You think they're obnoxious when other people have them because they don't know you. But when you know them in person, they're real. We have one that's 13 years old and can still run and catch a Frisbee at like 30 yards away. And her name's Bambi. But this is Rocky. And Rocky may be on the Homeland Security list now. I think Rocky may be on the no-fly list as an Al-Qaeda. May have to put it to the neck and body. Oh. A little snack. Oh, a little something. Look at that little pink belly. Oh, it's good. Give you a kiss. I'm not trying to steal the food. What a good dog. Can I have a kiss? Rocky. Does Rocky give kisses? You said he gives kisses, Aaron. Kiss. Kiss. He doesn't know me. Oh, kiss, kiss. I don't get a kiss. Oh, Rocky. He says, Daddy. This guy, I can hear it, feel his heart beating. He's big and dangerous. Hey, Aaron, come take your baby away, please. He wants one. All right, Aaron, thanks a lot, buddy. What a sweetie pie. All right, there's the crew. First, the dog hears roaring and growling, and they bring the dog into me. The dog probably thinks I'm going to eat it or something. Hey, Weldon, come on in here. Let's get Weldon Henson. He sells out the Continental Club and all the big clubs in Austin. When I first knew Weldon, he was playing little bitty little places. A great country singer. Weldon, what's it like with the money bomb going here?
Doing good. We're staying busy. The phones, they don't ever let up. So.
And for all you lovely ladies out there that always see drooling when I'm out in public with Weldon, you're not going to be able to get him. He's got a girlfriend. But you can call up and give him 20 bucks and he'll talk to you over the phone.
Yeah, sure.
That's right, 888-253-3139. Weldon, get down here by the microphone. Tell folks how the money bomb's been going. Kneel down there.
So far, right as planned. You know, we could always use a lot more donations. We haven't had a chance to rest. It's been nonstop. So we We've got four of us back there answering the lines. So we've been answering them solid since 10 o'clock this morning.
Weldon, do you know why you're here right now? Because I want you to sing the Diamond Gusset song. They sew a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
Don't.
Made in America with superior quality. Diamond Gusset. Gusset.com. That's not product placement. The song, the radios, they've got...
We all know it.
I don't make the crew listen to the radio, but all over the office, they all keep it on and listen. We just hear that ad over and over again. And
it's a good jingle.
Sing us a Johnny Cash song.
Which one?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Maybe. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
We'll steal a guitar from Derek's office later on tonight, and I'll come play.
I am a shotgun rider with a San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. You're not leaving. I was riding on a full coach, and everything was fine. You know the song. Sing with me. So I took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. I'll ride again. Weldon, I'm trying to get you to sing because you're so... Don't be scared. Sing one for us.
I don't.
You like who's the guy married to Sharon Stone?
He was married to her.
I know. She said he was like a dirt sandwich, but I like his music. Now, you sit there and sing me a Dwight Yoakam, just a line or two. Come on.
No.
InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
I'll go get a guitar, and we'll come back in and do something later.
Okay, you got it.
We'll do it.
Yeah! Ah, let me hear war growl.
Yeah!
Freedom! I want it now, and I'm going to get it! I'm coming for you, globalist!
Yeah.
Burning's too good for you. Hanging's too good for you. That's a quote from, I think, the movie Heavy Metal, folks. I'm talking about InfoWar fighting. Okay, that's enough. Let's go to Webster Tarpley. We'll be back in about 35 minutes with Joel Skousen on air. I want to make him sing country songs with us as well. And I may sing some George Strait. I want George Strait. Give me a... She got some oceanfront property in Arizona. And from my front porch, you can see the sea. And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Stay with us. InfoWars Money Bomb 2010. Another hammer blow against tyranny. Now, Dr. Tarpley.